showed up to Heathrow today for the 2000th time. Got into my taxi and I learned the naked sun died. The news hit me like a bus into a hill. Cause once at the Key West Hotel, I met him and his son. They were standing across the hall. And I mentioned him how we both played Holtz Fred in 1997. I don't believe in God, but sometimes I hope there's heaven. The bad news hurt to hear, and it hurts to repeat. It's just sad news, and I'm sorry to even speak it. I was on my way home from Perth this past March. Virgin Airlines, row 23. And I watched 20,000 Days on there, and it inspired me. I'm very much me, and Nick Cave is very much he, but we're the same, and that we're both songbirds, and that we don't stop moving. We're like waves in the sea. I remember seeing Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. He spoke about the passing of his daughter Exodus, how we joined the bereaved parents group. He knew when he arrived at her bed that he was not alone, because the parents of the other children embraced him and they cried together in the hospital. And I remember when Danielle Steele lost her son at only 19 years old to an overdose on heroin. And on his bedroom window still remains the sticker he put there, the Misfits. Every time I walk past her home on Washington Street, I look up and I glance at it. Chris and Brett's and Dennis's, and my ex-girlfriend Kate's mom and dad all became part of the family of bereaved parents. And when my father was young, he lost his older brother Lenny. Mom and Dad joined the bereaved parents group. My dad looks down on the ground and gets quiet whenever I mention his name. when my little second cousin Carissa died. My mother called me, it had been so long since I heard that certain cry. Not since the day she divorced my father, but they're friendly now. So with that story, I'd rather not bother. But I flew out there and we gathered in the living room. We all shared stories of a person of whom different amounts of depth we knew. The coffee table was filled with prescription drugs. Carissa's puppy laid at my feet when I gave Carissa's mom a hug. And she sat motionless as if there was no air. She was in a world all her own. In that chair, she was the one who gave birth to Carissa and raised her. All we could do for her was be there. And it's been 2 years, and I know that for her, some days are better. But the loss of a child has to be the hardest thing to bear. The loss of a child is something no parent is prepared. Loss of a child is simply unfair. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. When parents outlive their children, it's the cruelest cut. For all bereaved parents, I know that I don't know, but the pain has to be the worst nightmare blow. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. For all bereaved parents, I send you my love. For all bereaved parents, send you my love.
Send you my love.
For all bereaved parents, I send you my love.
For all bereaved parents,
I send you my love.
Send you my love.
For all.